跟隔壁的来祝福。耶稣复活了，你大有盼望。哈利路亚。
Your neighbors, for the Lord has risen and you have hope.
Amen. 哈利路亚。让我们一同来读两段的经文，在约翰福音二十章第一节到第九节。
Let us read,
还有十九节到二十三节。
Let us read two, passages in John chapter 20 verse 1 to 9 and also verse, 19 to 30.
我们今天要从约翰福音二十章来思想血水圣灵的见证。
Today we will think aboutThe testimony of blood, water, and the Holy Spirit.
第一段的经文在约翰一书第五章讲到，我们一同来读，做见证的原有三，就是圣灵、水与血。
The water and the blood.
这三样也都归于一。我们既领受人的见证，神的见证就更该领受了。因神的见证是神他的儿子做的。我们一同来读约翰福音二十章。
Let's read John chapter 20 together.
七日的第一日清早，天还黑的时候，抹大拉的玛利亚来到坟墓那里，看见石头从坟墓挪开了，就跑来见西门彼得和耶稣所爱的那个门徒，所以他们说，人把主从坟墓里挪了去，我们不知道放在哪里。彼得和哪个门徒就出来往坟墓哪里去，两个人同跑，那门徒比彼得跑得更快，先到了坟墓，低头往里看，就见细麻布还放在那里，只是没有进去。西门彼得随后也到了进坟墓里去，就看见细麻布还放在哪里，又看见耶稣的裹头巾没有和细麻布放在一处，是另在一处卷着。先到坟墓的那门徒也进去，看见就信了。那日就是七日的第一日晚上，门徒所在的地方因怕犹太人，门都关了。耶稣来站在当中，对他们说，愿你们平安。说了这话，就把手和肋旁指给他们看。门徒看见主就喜乐了。耶稣又对他们说，愿你们平安。父怎样差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们。说了这话，就向他们吹一口气，说，你们受圣灵，你们赦免谁的罪，谁的罪就赦免了。你们留下谁的罪，谁的罪就留下了。我们才低头来仰望主。哈利路亚，赞美。
Bow head to pray。
天父，我们赞美你，今天是你复活荣耀得胜的日子。
Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you today, for today is the day of your revival.
让我们今天早上每一个弟兄姊妹，就像当年的门徒，我们遇见你，我们看见你钉痕的手。
And may all the brothers and sisters, like the disciple of then, be able to see and feel your hands and your marks.
让我们看到你的复活，你的大能是何等的真实。
So that we see that you have risen from the dead, how real that is.
让我们能够勇敢地传福音，做见证，见证耶稣是神的儿子。
Let us have the courage to testify, to spread the good news that Jesus is the Son of God.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
在我们刚才所读的约翰一书提到做见证的有三样东西，这三样是什么？血、水跟圣灵。
So earlier we read 1 John.It talks about there are three things that testify.
究竟神要借着血水圣灵见证什么？
It is the blood, the water, and the Holy Spirit. And what does God want to testify with these things?
在第九节告诉我们，神要借着这三样见证耶稣是神的儿子，是世人的救主。
God, verse 9 said, through these three things, he wanted to testify to the world that Jesus is his son.
所以第一样，血的见证。
So the first thing is the testimony of the blood.
这个血代表耶稣基督流血钉死，死后第三天复活。
It represents that Christ was crucified and that after 3 days he rose from the dead.
说这个死而复活的这个事实是最有能力的见证，证明耶稣的确是神的儿子。
And the fact that Christ risen from the dead, it is the strongest testimony that he is the Son of God.
他不是一个普通人，他不是只是其中的一个先知。
He is not just a normal man, he is not just a prophet.
所以在罗马书第一章第三节告诉我们，耶稣因着从死里复活，以大能显明，证明他是神的儿子。
Once again, testify that he is the Son of God.
So, 耶稣基督的复活，他的死，他的复活，是一个最荣耀的见证，证明他是神的儿子。
So, the death of Christ and the fact that he revived is the glorious testimony that he is the Son of God.
但弟兄姊妹，怎么知道耶稣基督真的复活呢？
Brothers and sisters, how do we know that Christ really risen from the dead?
在我们刚才所读的约翰福音二十章提到一个非常奇妙的事情。
So we just read, John chapter 20, talk about a miraculous thing.
在第七节描写到他们这两个门徒看见耶稣的裹头巾没有和细麻布放在一处，是另在一处卷着的，或者拱着的，看见就信了。
So in verse 7 talks about the two disciples, they saw that the strips of linen and the burial cloth, were there, but then it's Jesus no longer there, and they believed.
这里讲到他们看见了就信了。
It talks about that they saw it and they believed.
他们信什么？
What do they believe in?
啊，信耶稣基督真的复活。
They believe that Christ rose from the dead.
他们没有看到复活的耶稣，但是为什么他们看到一些东西就信耶稣真的复活呢？
At that time, they have not seen the risen Christ, but how can they just by these linen cloths believe?
所以让我们好像这两个门徒一样，在当天复活的清晨来到耶稣的坟墓，往里面看，究竟你看到什么让你也信了？
So let us be like these two disciples, that one, that day, when they come before the tomb, when they looked inside, they saw and they believed.
我上个月神让我有机会去到以色列，真的进到耶稣的坟墓里面，去看放耶稣尸体的那个坟墓，那个空坟墓。
So last month I had a fortune to go to Israel, and I went to the actual tomb where Jesus lied.
究竟这两个门徒他们看见了什么，然后就那么的确信耶稣真的复活了。
So what did these two disciples saw that they are for sure Christ was risen from the dead?
他们看见什么？
What did they see?
两样东西。
Two things.
第一看到什么？
First,
啊，细麻布。
They saw strips of linen.
放在一处。
They saw it lying there.
然后第二样东西他们看了什么？
Second, what did they see?
裹头巾是卷着的，是拱着的。
They saw the burial cloth that wraps around Jesus' head.
在约翰福音十九章描写到尼哥底母用了100斤的香料，用细麻布来包裹耶稣的身体。
And in chapter 19, it talks about Nicodemus brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 75 pounds, that wrapped Jesus' body.
用香料放在细麻布当中，然后包这个身体，好像包木乃伊这样，一层一层，一层一层，这样包耶稣的身体，包他的手，包他的脚。
So when they had wrapped Jesus, they mixed in all the incense and the spices. They wrapped them again and again, just like a mummy.
所以当天那个门徒看到这个细麻布另在一处，他们是看到这个细麻布是没有被解开的，但是因为香料的重量，整个细麻布是凹下去的。
Now, when the disciples saw the strips of linen, they saw that the linens were not cut up, but then because of all the spices and incense, it was sunk.
要更奇妙的，他们看到耶稣的裹头巾还是那个形象 而且圣经描写是卷着的，是拱着的。
And likewise, they saw the burial cloth that had wrapped around Jesus' head, and it was in the same shape that it was.
为什么会拱着？
That it was folded.
因为裹头巾是没有加香料来包裹的，所以它比较轻，所以是拱着的。
So the burial cloth around Jesus' head that was not mixed in with the incense, so it's lighter and that it was able to hold its shape.
他们所看见的就是看到这个拱着的裹头巾，还有那个没有被解开的细麻布。
So the disciples saw.This burial cloth and also the strips of linen that were not broken.
但是奇妙的里面却没有耶稣的头，里面却没有耶稣的身体。
But what was miraculous in these things, Jesus' head and his body is not there.
让我们想想看，假如耶稣的尸体被人偷了，被人拿去了，或是挪动了，他们偷的人一定要怎么解开这个细麻布。
So if we can imagine, if Jesus' body were stolen by a theft, what would they do? They would break up the strips of linen.
但是居然细麻布没有被解开，裹头巾也是原封不动的，而且是里面是空的，是卷着的，是拱着的，里面却没有耶稣的身体。
But instead, we saw that the strips of linen were not broken and that the burial cloth hold its shape.
唯一的解释除非耶稣真的复活了，超越了时间、空间跟细麻布。
The only explanation of how this could happen is that Jesus rose from the dead and that he surpassed time, he surpassed physically and also these cloths.
So hallelujah, 耶稣的空坟墓是最有能力的，耶稣的见证，见证他是神的儿子。
For hallelujah, the empty tomb is the greatest testimony.And that he testified he is the Son of God.
我上个月去到以色列，今天的以色列人、犹太人，他们同样的相信耶稣的空坟墓。
So I was in Israel, and the Israelis and Jews today, they likewise believe the empty tomb.
但千万不要误会，他们接受这个空坟墓，但是他们另外有一套的解释。
They accept the fact that the tomb is empty, but they have a different reason why it was.
假如你读马太福音的时候，你就发现他们的解释为什么耶稣的尸体不见了，为什么坟墓会空了，他们的说明，他们的谎言是什么。
So if you read the book of Matthew, the explanation for Jews are,
他们怎么说？今天的犹太人还是这样相信。
What did they say then? Likewise, the Jews today believe.
他们说是门徒夜间来到这个坟墓，把耶稣的尸体偷了，所以这个坟墓空的。
So they believe that the disciples came during the night and stole the body of Christ, and that's why the tomb is empty.
让我们想想看，假如你是门徒
，Let us think about it. If you are a disciple,
可能吗
？Is that possible?
你敢去偷吗？
Do you have the guts to go steal?
耶稣的坟墓是罗马的兵丁昼夜三班在那边看守的。
For the tomb of Christ, it was guarded through three shifts by Roman soldiers.
就算门徒们有这种胆量去偷、去抢，能抢得动吗？
So even if the disciple have the guts to go try to steal the Lord's body, are they able to?
何况我们知道，当耶稣被抓、耶稣被钉。这些门徒的光景是如何啊
？And we know at that time when Jesus was crucified, the disciples' situation was
最勇敢的一个使徒彼得，他也怎么样啊？连他都怕得不得了，三次不认主。
Even the strongest and the bravest disciple among them, Peter, he denied Christ three times.
所有的门徒不是逃就逃，不是躲就躲，走就走了。
So all of the disciples, if they were not hidden, they were running away.
走为上帐，走为上脚。所有都逃跑了，甚至两个门徒从耶路撒冷，他们要逃回他们的家乡以马忆斯。
And likewise, they were all fleeing, and then two of the disciples were fleeing from Jerusalem.
所以让我们看见不可能门徒把耶稣的尸体偷走。
So we can see that it is impossible that the disciples stole the Lord's body.
所以我们看到唯一的解释是什么？
So what is the explanation?
这个空坟墓的解释只有一个解释, 耶稣基督真的复活了, Hallelujah!
So the empty tomb can only be explained by the fact that the Christ.
所以耶稣基督复活是一个最有力的见证, 耶稣是神的儿子, Hallelujah!
The Lord's revival is the strongest testimony that He is the Son of God.
做见证的有三, 血, 水, 圣灵。
And the testimony, there are three elements, the blood, the water, and the Holy Spirit.
所以我们看到第一个见证耶稣是神的儿子,就是他的死跟复活,就是一个最强烈的见证,他是神的儿子。
We see that first, the testimony that Christ is the Son of God is through His death and His revival.
耶稣基督复活的见证, 证明他是神的儿子, 但是更奇妙的, 耶稣基督复活了生命在我们里面, 耶稣基督复活了生命在门徒的里面, 门徒的改变更是证明耶稣是神的儿子。
So the fact that Christ risen from the dead, it testifies that He is the Son of God. But even more amazing is this revival life that He has is living in us, in the disciples, and it's a greater testimony.
不但是空坟墓是见证, 耶稣是神的儿子, 门徒生命的改变同样是有能力的见证。
Not only is the empty tomb a testimony, the fact that the disciples, they, how their lives were changed, it is an even greater testimony.
所以在约翰福音二十章十九节描写到那日就是七日的第一日晚上门徒所在的地方因怕犹太人门徒看见主就喜乐了。
So in John chapter 19, chapter 20, verse 19 and 20, it says, On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together, with the doors locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, Peace be with you. After he said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord.
所以要我们看到其实门徒原来他们害怕到这地步他们躲起来关上门他们非常的惧怕非常的忧虑非常的担心。
So we see that the disciples, they were afraid. They locked their doors and they were worried.
但是我们看见当他们遇见了复活的主,他们整个的生命被改变了。But
we saw when they met the revival Lord that their lives were changed.
他们不再害怕,他们不再躲藏,他们不再忧虑了。So
they're no longer afraid, they're no longer worried, they no longer hide.
他们变得平安,变得喜乐。
So that they have peace and that they have joy.
所以门徒他们生命的改变同样是最有能力的见证耶稣是神的儿子。
So the disciples, the fact that their lives changed, it is a greater testimony of God.
同样今天我们每个基督徒,我们经历耶稣复活的生命的大能,我们也能够见证耶稣是活的。
And likewise for us Christians today, when we experience the revival power of the Lord, we can testify that He is the Son of God.
刚才在我们成人主学的课里面讲到我们如何去做见证。
So earlier in our Sunday school, we talked about how can we testify and be a testimony for God.
最重要的见证,我刚才提到是什么?你生命的改变,生命的见证。
So the greatest testimony I mentioned is the fact that your life has changed.
我真的感谢神,原来在高中的时候,哇,真的是各样的忧虑,重担,思想,让我真的没有办法睡得着,连续两三年失眠,真的很痛苦。
So I praise the Lord for back in high school, I had all sorts of worries, and for 2 or 3 years, I was not able to sleep well.
但是真的感谢神,当我信主, 真的经历耶稣复活生命的大能,生命的改变,从此没有失眠,直到今天。
And then I praise the Lord for once I believed in Him, I no longer am, you know, I no longer have the fact that I cannot sleep, and my life has changed since.
若人在基督里,就是新造的人,就是已过,都变成新的。
For when you're in Christ, for all old things are no longer exist, and you are a new person.
不但经历到神的帮助, 更是经历到整个生命性情的改变。
So no longer are you just receiving the help of the Lord, but your character, your personality are changing.
我去年有机会跟从台湾来的一位牧师叫吕岱豪，我们一同的交通，一同的吃饭。
And last year, I had a chance to work with a pastor.
Pastor Liu.
Pastor Liu from.
我们当中有台湾来的，有听说吕岱豪牧师的见证吗？ 啊，很多人知道他。
So did anybody have a heard the testimony?
哇，这个吕岱豪原来是一个的重犯啊，各样的犯案被关在绿岛的一个年轻人。
So this Pastor Liu, in his prior days, he was a criminal and that he was imprisoned.
但是吴勇牧师向他传福音，到监狱里面跟他传福音，他信了耶稣。
But then a pastor went to prison and preached the gospel to him, and he accepted.
哇，当他信了耶稣之后，他整个生命被改变，他的生命的改变成为一个荣耀的见证。耶稣真的是又真又活的神。
So after the fact that he accepted Christ, his whole life changed, and that he became a great testimony for God.
不但他生命改变，不但成为一个基督徒，更被神呼召成为一个牧师。
So not only did he become a plain Christian, he became a pastor.
我听说在中国也有中国的电视邀请他，他到中国派他的见证，让更多人知道他的改变。
And that, you know, even the Christians in China ask him to come, that he can share his experience and testimony so that more people will come to Christ.
在我们这个湾区也有一个的戒毒福音戒毒中心，大家有听说这个福音戒毒中心吗？
Now, Bay Area, we also have a drug rehab Christian Center.
是我们中国的基督徒办的，创办人就是也是一位牧师刘明和。
And it was established by a Chinese Christian, a Pastor Ho.
哇，他没有信主之前，他吸毒多年，根本用尽各样的方法没有办法戒毒。
And this Pastor Ho, before he came to Christ, he was addicted to drugs for many years.
但是借着福音。 福音是神的大能, 要救一切伤心的人。
Through the gospel, he was able to change.
Yeah, but change other mic. This mic is not good. Hallelujah. 非常的奇妙，刘牧师他信主之后，就借着福音的大能，借着祷告，借着众圣徒的代求。
But in this pastor, after he accepted Christ through prayers, he was able to quit his addiction.
不但他戒掉毒瘾，他也被神呼召成为一个牧师，要透过传福音帮助其他吸毒的人，借着福音戒毒。
Not only did he overcome his own addiction, he was called to become a pastor for Christ, and that through the gospel of he was able to help other addictions.
生命的改变成为最有能力的见证, Hallelujah.
So that the life-changing part is the greatest testimony these people had.
就好像保罗在加拉太书第二章二十节所说的，现在活着的不再是我，乃是谁在他里面活？基督在他里面活。
For Paul said in Galatians, I am no longer living in me, but that Christ lives in me.
来自复活的基督在你的里面活，能够彰显出耶稣复活的大能，改变你的生命。 Hallelujah.
For the risen Christ, the risen God, he is living in us and that he is changing us.
这是耶稣基督血复活的见证。
For this is the revival, the testimony of his blood.
第二，水的见证。
Second, let's look at the testimony of the water.
这个水就是预表什么？预表神的道。
For water, what does it signify? It signifies the truth and the word of God.
在约翰福音第二十章，耶稣对门徒显现，说：“愿你们平安。”
So in John chapter 20, Christ appeared to the disciples and said, May peace be with you.
父怎样差遣的我，我也照样差遣你们。
And he said, As the Father has sent me, I am sending you.
耶稣差遣门徒做什么？要去 传福音，用神的福音真道来见证他是又真又活的神。
So what did Christ send the disciples for? Is to spread the gospel and to testify that God is real.
你们赦免谁的罪，谁的罪就赦免了；你们留下谁的罪，谁的罪就留下了。
And Christ said, if you forgive anyone his sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven.
这是福音的权柄。
For this is the authority of the gospel.
耶稣要门徒去传一个赦罪的福音，假如他们不传这个福音，他们的罪就不得赦免了。假如他们去传这个福音，他们的罪就得到赦免。
Now, Christ is asking the disciples to spread the gospel, a gospel that can forgive sins. For if a gospel is spread, sins are forgiven. If it's not spread, sins are not forgiven.
不单空坟墓耶稣复活的见证，不单是基督徒生命改变的见证，福音话语真道的见证更是重要。
So not only is the empty tomb and the fact that disciples and Christians' lives are changing great testimonies, but also the fact that spreading the gospel is a great testimony.
也就是水的见证。
For this is the testimony of the water.
所以你发现在使徒行传第二章十四节，彼得站起来高声的来传扬耶稣基督复活的真道。
For in Acts chapter 2, Peter came up, he rose up, and he cried out, and he preached the good news.
然后众人的反应是什么？
And what was the reaction of the crowd?
众人觉得扎心，就问彼得说，我们当怎么行才能够得救？
For the crowd, their hearts were stirred, and they asked Peter, what shall we do to be saved?
所以让我们看到福音真道的见证的大能。
So we saw that this gospel, the testimony of the gospel and the authority it has.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们今天不但有生命的见证，我们更需要有福音话语的见证，我们要去传这个福音。
So brothers and sisters, not only do we have testimony through our lives, but we should have the testimony of the gospel to spread the good news.
因为人蒙了重生是借着什么？活泼长存的道。
For a man is saved through the living word and truth of God.
神的真道能够在人的里面做感动、光照、见证的工作。
For the truth of God and the word of God can help change a person.
神的话更是灵来，让我们如同出生的婴孩，可以灵命因此渐长。
And the word of God is like the spiritual milk that helps our spiritual being grow.
耶稣在最后的晚餐为门徒祷告，更讲得很清楚，他跟父神求，求父用真理神的道使我们成圣。
So in the last supper, Christ was very clear. He prayed that may the heavenly Father through his word and the truth be able to sanctify us.
我们需要在至圣的真道上造就自己。
And that in this holy truth, may we be built up.
所以让我们看到神的道、神的话是最有能力的见证耶稣是神的儿子。
So we see that the word, the truth of God is a great testimony that Jesus is his son.
神的道跟神的话更是让我们基督徒信主之后，我们的生命能够成圣成义，满有基督长成圣量的一个重要的一个要素。
And that the word of God is going to sanctify and help us to reach the full stature of Christ.
这是第二方面的见证，是水的见证，话语的见证。
This is the second testimony, the testimony of the water of his way.
所以弟兄姊妹，在这个礼拜天的成人主日学，这个门徒训练班里面，我就开始在教导如何用话语来传福音，为神做见证。
So in this Sunday school today, in the disciple training class, I began to teach you how to use words to spread the good news.
所以弟兄姊妹，让我们真的是好好受装备，能够知道如何用神的话，用福音的真道 能够传福音。
And may we equip ourselves, brothers and sisters, that we can use the words of the Lord to spread the good news, spread the gospel.
同样更需要我们知道怎么样能够好好来读神的话，好让我们能够灵命成长，满有基督长成的身量，也是水的见证，话语的见证。
And likewise, let us learn how to read the word of the Lord so that our spirit continues to grow and reach the full stature of Christ.
然后第三，圣灵的见证。
And number three, the testimony of the Holy Spirit.
在约翰福音二十章二十二节。
In John chapter 20, verse 22.
说了这话，就向他们吹一口气，说你们受圣灵。
And with that, Christ breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit.
门徒需要圣灵的能力，圣灵的恩赐，能够见证所传的道，为神做见证。
For the disciples, they need the power, the strength of the Holy Spirit that they can testify for God.
很可惜，今天很多的教会，或者说比较纪要的教会，他们觉得我们只需要道的见证、水的见证，不需要圣灵恩赐能力的见证。
It is such a shame today that a lot of churches, especially the more fundamental churches, they preach that we just need the word of the Lord, and that is enough.
你发现耶稣的十二个使徒，耶稣带领他们、训练他们，他们有耶稣基督的话语跟真道，最好的真理。
The 12 disciples of Christ, we see that they follow Christ and they have his words.
但是耶稣叫他们不能马上的出去传道，你们要在耶路撒冷等候，等候，直到得着从上头来的什么能力。
Even though these disciples have received all the teachings of Christ, but Christ said, "You shall wait in Jerusalem until you receive from above the Holy Spirit."
因为门徒需要圣灵大能的见证，就是耶稣在使徒行传第一章第八节所应许的。我们一同来读，但圣灵什么？降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力为我做见证。
For the disciples, and just like us, we need to receive the Holy Spirit, and when that comes, we will have the power to testify for God.
所以我们不单单需要有血的见证、复活生命大能的见证、水的见证、话语的见证，我们更需要什么？圣灵的做见证。
So not only do we need the testimony of God's revival of the blood, testimony of the water, of His words, we need the testimony of the Holy Spirit.
人就觉得很奇怪了，既然在约翰福音二十章门徒都受了圣灵，为什么还要等候直到五旬节才得着圣灵的临在跟充满呢？
So some people may have a question, like right here in John, if they have received the Holy Spirit,then why do the disciples need to wait until the Pentecost, the day of the Pentecost, to receive it again?
我们有没有想过这个问题?
Have we ever thought about that question?
明明已经受了圣灵了，为什么又要等候圣灵，直到五旬节圣灵降临，他们才受圣灵，才被圣灵充满了?
So why do the disciples, it's stated clear that they received the Holy Spirit here in John 20, but why must they wait until Acts to...the day of the Pentecost to receive the Holy Spirit.
他们在约翰福音有没有真的受圣灵?
Now in John, did they really receive the Holy Spirit?
有没有? 有!
Yes.
在五旬节使徒行传第二章他们有没有受圣灵? 也有。
In the Pentecost, did they receive the Holy Spirit? Yes.
但是不同的地方耶稣在约翰福音向他们吹一口气让他们预尝先尝圣灵的临在的那种的能力跟滋味。
So in John 20, Jesus breathed to them, and that the disciples can feel, get that first taste of the power of the Holy Spirit.
但是圣灵不一直的降临在他们当中，只是短暂的在他们当中。
But the Holy Spirit did not stay with them permanently. It's only temporary at that time.
哇，他们尝到那个 first taste， 他们真的心里面饥渴、渴慕，而且领受了这个圣灵，他们知道那个的感觉。所以，当圣灵再次在五旬节临到他们，他们就知道这个灵是他们曾经受过的，是对的， 是圣灵，是耶稣所应许的圣灵。
So here in John, they had that first experience, that first taste with the Holy Spirit. It is a wonderful experience. So that when Pentecost came, when they received the Holy Spirit permanently again, they know that this is real.
所以他们先预尝到了，所以他们饥渴，他们盼望，他们渴慕，他们等候，他们祷告了十天，直到五旬节，圣灵就一次的浇灌在他们当中，永远的与他们同在。
So here they got a first taste, and then they were really excited. So they prayed, they fasted for 10 days, they waited, and on the Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came permanently and would be with them.
圣经怎么描写他们被圣灵充满之后的一个反应啊？
So the Bible described, you know, how did they react after being filled
with the Holy Spirit? 很多人的重点都看，哇，他们被圣灵充满之后讲方言，其实这个不是重点。
A lot of people focus on the fact that they are speaking in tongues.
最重要的是在第二章的十四节，描写到彼得就站起来高声传扬神的道。
But speaking in tongues is not the main focus of the Holy Spirit coming, but in Acts chapter 2 verse 14 it says Peter stood up with the 11 and raised his voice and addressed the crowd.
这个高声代表什么？
This raising the voice, what does it signify?
彼得本来是在一个小的势力的面前都不敢讲话，都不敢认主，结果现在居然能够勇敢的站出来，而且高声的做见证。
Now Peter, just a while back, even before a lowly servant girl, he did not admit to Christ. But now, in front of the crowd, he's able to rise up.
所以这个高声代表他得着了能力。
And the fact that he raised his voice, it meant Peter received power.
当圣灵降临在你们身上，你们必得着能力，这个 dunamis 能力。
So when the Holy Spirit come, you shall receive power.
因着这个能力，他的见证带来人的扎心悔改。
And because of this power, the testimony of Peter stirred the hearts of the crowd, and that people changed.
同样在《使徒行传》第四章三十一节描写到，门徒们又被圣灵充满，他们就放胆有能力的见证神的道。
And likewise, in Acts chapter 4, verse 31, it again describes that the disciples, they were filled by the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God boldly.
然后在第二章43节更描写当时的教会因着被圣灵充满，就充满个人的异能恩赐神迹。
And then in Acts chapter 2 verse 43, it describes because of the filling of the Holy Spirit that there are many wonders and miraculous signs.
然后在第三章一开始就描写彼得做了一件什么事情。
And chapter 3, right away describe what did Peter do?
他在圣殿的美门医治了一个瘸腿的人。
And that at the temple, he healed a crippled beggar.
哇，彼得是那么的有能力，那么的有信心说，金和银我都没有，我奉拉撒勒人耶稣的名命令你起来行走。Hallelujah!
For Peter, with such power, he said, Silver or gold I do not have, but what I have I gave to you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天传福音，我们有没有这样的信心、恩赐跟能力？
So brothers and sisters, when we spread the gospel today, do we have that faith, that power?
我们今天很多时候连为病人祷告都不敢了，还说，哎，命令你起来行走。
For today, we are even afraid to pray for others. How can we have the power to say, stand up and walk?
但是我们看到初代的教会，所以能够福音广传，因着他们得着圣灵恩赐的能力，传道医病赶鬼。
For we saw that in the early church, the reason why the gospel spread so fast is with the power of the Holy Spirit, they can spread the good news, they can heal, and they can dispel the evil.
在使徒行传十三章描写到保罗，他被圣灵充满，满有圣灵的能力，面对这个行法术的以利亚。
And then likewise in Acts chapter 13, it described that Paul
verse 9 to 11,
it says he's filled by the Holy Spirit and looks straight at Elymas.
哇，这个刑罚说的伊利玛是很厉害的，有邪术的。
So this Elymas, he has the evil sorcerer.
加森你可能就很害怕，哇，有邪术。
If you think about it, wow, this person has sorcery.
但是保罗被圣灵充满，满有圣灵的能力，他斥责他。你是众善的仇敌，你是魔鬼的儿子，现在神要让你的眼睛 眼瞎，彰显出神的义能。
But Paul, filled by the Holy Spirit and bold, he said, You are a child of the devil, an enemy of what is right, and now you will be blind so that you can see the power of God.
保罗都借着圣灵的能力得胜于你马一切的错误。
And that through the power of the Holy Spirit, Paul overcame this evil sorcerer, Elymas.
让众人看到神的能力。
And that all were able to see the power of God.
就是使徒行传14章第三节所应许的神迹奇事见证所传的道。
And that in Acts chapter 14, it talks aboutFor miracles and wonders will testify to what we preach.
这就是圣灵的见证。
For this is the testimony of the Holy Spirit.
有些人可能会读过 John Wimber 所写的这个灵恩第三波里面的一个的见证。
Now, many of us may have read John Wimber. He talks about the third
对不起 Peter Wagner. Peter Wagner 所写的。
Peter Wagner. And he wrote the third movement of the Holy Spirit.
在书里面描写 Peter Wagner 的一个宣教学的学生去到这个印尼的外岛传福音。
So in the book it described one of the students of Peter Wagner went to the outer islands of Indonesia to preach the good news.
我也跟一些同学讲过这个见证。去到这个外岛，这个外岛里面有一个的巫师，一个 witch， 充满了法术、邪灵的能力。
And then in one of these islands, there is a witch that is full of evil power.
有一天他就去到这个宣教士的聚集当中，也有很多的村民在当中，这个巫师就命令警告这个宣教士要马上离开这个海岛。
Now this witch went to the missionary and basically warned him he must leave now.
啊、而且这个的巫师他真的是有法力，他就说假如你现在不马上离开，我要让你像这个墙上的月历断成两半。
And then the witch said, If you do not leave now, like this calendar, you will break in half.
哇，他讲完之后这个月历真的怎么就真的裂成两半左右。
And then right after he said this, the calendar broke in half.
哇，几岁的村民都吓得不得了。
And then all the villagers, they were frightened.
假如你是这个宣教士，可能马上就卷棉被就跑了。
If you are this missionary, you might just wrap up your stuff and go.
但这个宣教士他真的是蛮有圣灵的能力，蛮有信心，他就马上在灵里面祷告跟宣告说，我现在命令这个月历奉耶稣基督的名命令这个月历归服原来合一的样子。
But then this missionary, full of faith and then also the power of the Holy Spirit, he prayed to God that by the name of Jesus Christ, this calendar may it become one again.
哇，你看到这个真的是属灵征战。
And we see this is spiritual warfare.
仇敌要撕裂。
For the enemy wants to split.
但神要让他符合合一。
But God wants to reconcile and unite.
结果当这个宣教士一宣告完，奇妙，这个月历真的是就符合了，像当前没有被撕裂的一样。
So after this missionary proclaimed, this calendar came back together and was just like before.
然后这个宣教士马上就宣告说，仇敌撒旦要人与神分裂分开，如同这个月历一样。
And right away the missionary said, the enemy, Satan, he want people to be separated and split up like this calendar.
但是神要让我们合一，跟神合一，跟人和好，如同这个月历合一一样。
But God, He wants us to reconcile with Him and with others and to be united and be back again, wow, like the calendar.
本来是仇敌的一个攻击。
Now, originally, this was the attack of the enemy.
但是因着这个宣教士他满有圣灵的能力，反而让这样的一个攻击成为一个神大能的见证，福音和好的见证。
But then through, because of the faith and also the power of the Holy Spirit, this missionary was able to turn the attack into a testimony for God.
很奇妙，所有在场的这些村民，他们都归向耶稣，归向真神。
For all the villagers were amazed and that they turned to Christ.
借着圣灵的大能，圣灵的见证，耶稣是又真又活的神。
For the power of the Holy Spirit testifies that Jesus Christ is a real living God.
所以今天在这个复活节的当中，让我们来思想做见证的有什么？血、水跟圣灵。
So in this Easter Sunday, let us reflect. There are three things that testifies. It's blood, water, and the Holy Spirit.
不但空坟墓是耶稣的见证。
Not only is the empty tomb testifying for Christ.
耶稣复活的生命在我们里面，我们生命的改变更是荣耀的见证。
And the revival power and the life of Christ is living in us, and that is another testimony.
神的话语，神的福音更是有能力的见证。
The word of God, the gospel, it is a powerful testimony.
但是我们更需要圣灵的能力，圣灵的恩赐，让我们都被圣灵充满。
But more importantly, we also need the power and the gifts of the Holy Spirit and to be filled by it.
让我们可以奉主的名传道医病赶鬼。
So that proclaiming the Lord's name, we can preach the gospel, we can heal, and we can cast out evil.
上礼拜天我们分了几队的福音队出去发单张，然后我就跟郑牧师呢去到那个大华九九的珍珠奶茶那边呢，我们就坐在一个桌子上放了一个牌子啊，詹姆斯设计的啊，印得很精美，上面写着这个传道授业解惑，我们啊免费的为人祷告啊，求福解梦疫病。
Now last week, several of us went around and passed out tracts, and then me and Pastor Zhang, we went to Ranch 99, there's a complex there, and we set up a booth there, and we had a sign basically said, if you have any problems, any dreams, any issues that you want someone to talk to and help with, come talk to us.
真的是要效法耶稣，要走到群众当中，能够把神的能力，把神的恩赐彰显在他们当中。
And we should become like Christ to walk among the crowd and show forth the power of God.
我甚至建议郑牧师说，下次我们把我们的年轻人把 Lemuel 的吉他带去，我们就在那边唱这首圣歌啊，然后这些年轻人就会很好奇，就跑过来，我们一唱完诗歌就在那边发单张，然后他们就好奇就涌来，我们就为他祷告，好像圣灵的恩赐借着这样一个祷告的服事彰显在他们当中。
And then I asked Pastor Zhang, said, hey, next time we should bring our youth and our younger people, and we can have like a worship there and be able to attract the younger crowd.
这个就好像彼得在圣殿的美门的门口面对着许多的群众把这个瘸腿的医好一样。
And this is just like Peter at the temple steps was able to heal the cripple.
假如我们真的是勇敢的凭着信心开到水深之处，一定会什么？一定会抓到这些鱼，得人如得鱼。
And if we really have the faith, we will know that we can, you know, save people like, you know, we're fishermen.
后来我也想到，诶，在大华九九旁边也有一个中信中心，说不定我们也可以跟他联络，接他的门口放一个大桌子，摆一壶我们自己做的珍珠奶茶，让他们 free pearl tea， 很多年轻人都涌来了，哈利路亚。
And then likewise, we see that
Amen. 中信是 Chinese Gospel Magazine.
Oh, we saw that there's a Chinese Gospel Magazine location there.
This one.
And we see that we can connect with them and.Make it even better.
哇，巴不得我们都真的是被圣灵充满，我们勇敢的能够出去放胆讲论神的道， 下次希望 Amy 牧师也跟我们去 Amy 牧师最好最会赶鬼的 Hallelujah
And may we all be bold to go forth and testify for God And next time Pastor Amy should join us also
我们真的要为耶稣做见证
We should testify for Christ
血水圣灵的见证
The testimony of blood, water, and Holy Spirit.
让我们丰收圣徒之家不但是充满神的话，充满耶稣基督复活生命的能力，彼此相爱，彼此合一。我们更是充满圣灵的恩赐，我们可以见证所传的道。
So that Harvest Holy Ground, we're not only filled with the Word of God, that we have the Spirit of God, and that we can testify for Him.
我们一同低头祷告。
Let us pray.
好我们请这个敬拜团帮我们谈我知我救赎主